This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word and means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. One new man. That's what Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians, where the middle wall of separation comes down between Jew and Gentile. How can that ever be with the horrible history of religious Christianity and the Jewish people? Like, the devil knows there's so much at stake when that wall comes down. The salvation of the world is at stake. I have on the telephone Jim Gall. I'm speaking to him about his new book, Exodus Cry, in which when you read the history of the church, and I mean, for instance, I never realized this, but every school child's learned the poem, Columbus Sailed the Ocean Blue,
yes.
1492.
Yes.
Well, what you don't know is the reason he did that is three influential Sephardic, which is another name for Spanish Jewish men, totally underwrote his voyage. And they were doing this with an agreement from Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain that the Jewish people would not be expelled from the land. But because of the horrible anti-Semitism, I hate to say it, but it's true, and you can't sweep sin under the carpet. You have to repent of sin. But the church leaders persuaded Ferdinand and Isabella to go back on their word and expel the Jews at the same time that Columbus went out on his journey. And this anti-Semitism, a lot of people don't know, but what was known as the Spanish Inquisition, where Jewish people were murdered or told to convert, what kind of gospel is that? In later years, the leaders of the church that ran the Spanish Inquisition actually went to Mexico, and there were new Inquisitions in Texas. I mean, I never even knew about this horrible history in the United States in Mexico. Tell me a bit, Jim Gall, about the word Aliyah and how the Jewish people in modern times came back to a land of Israel. I have to read this from your book. Lance Lambert said, no other nation in the history of mankind has twice been uprooted from its land, scattered to the ends of the earth, and then brought back again to the same territory. And Jerusalem, as we know, it has always been the most contested urban real estate on earth. I mean, for 2,000 years. What does Aliyah mean?
Well, you're just doing such an awesome job, Sith, in just capsulizing all of this. And for the listeners there, just this word Aliyah is more of a common phrase that we use for going up, but it really means we call it returning to the land. And so here in Isaiah and many of the prophets, it says that he who scattered Israel will also gather Israel, and that when Israel is in her own land, he will keep her as a shepherd keeps his flock. And it says, and he will regather them a second time. And specifically, as we talked about in the previous broadcast, we talked about how I will bring them forth from the land of the north, but it doesn't only say that. And it says, from all of the countries from which I've driven them. You know, this return to the land is a modern-day miracle. See, we've touched the Spanish Inquisition. But you see, every time there's something bad, something horrific, then, at the same time, there is light that comes, and light is stronger than darkness. And so here we have this horrific period of the Dark Ages, this dark period of time. But then we also have the beginning of a reformation that begins to take place, and light comes in the church. But then we have darkness, then we have light. It's the same in recent years. We have a lot of darkness, horrific darkness of anti-Semitism, and yet light. Light, God's light falling on prophecies of the Old Testament, being fulfilled in our days. I have seen with my own eyes, and I know you have too, Sid, there are today 1.2 million Russian-speaking Jews who have made Aliyah, return, who have come back to their own land. I have seen with my own eyes from out of the effects of Solomon's flight, which is the Ethiopian Jews. I've seen these historic, stately, dignified, dark Jewish people have returned to Israel as their own land. And in right now, the Sephardic Jews, they made their way not only into Texas and into Mexico, but into South America. And many of them went into the nation of Argentina just right now.
Isn't it interesting of the shaking that's going on in Argentina?
Yeah.
And the Argentinian Jews, they've got no choice. It's either go to Israel or be penniless in Argentina.
And that is what's happening. God's using the shaking to fulfill his prophetic word. Recently, 850 Argentine Jewish families have made requests for immigration to the land of Israel. This is amazing. This is the fulfilling of God's word, not only from the land of the north, but from all of the countries from which I've driven them.
Take me back a little bit, Jim, as you do so beautifully in your book, on the history of the modern-day Aliyah, or the return of the Jewish people to Israel.
I'd be glad to do that. A lot of this, again, deals interwoven with Russian history and what was called the pogroms from out of Russia, and where there was a sweeping through the land of Russia, and there was a place of refuge that was given in Moldavia, adjacent to Romania and the Ukraine. And the thing that's interesting is that this term Aliyah, or immigration or return to the land, and the first immigration takes place in 1882, while at the same time in 1882 the term anti-Semitism enters into the English language. So again, we have light and darkness taking place at the same time. So Aliyah, the first one, begins and comes forth in 1882. And this is right in this period of Joseph Rabinovich, this prominent Jewish leader. And he takes his journey from Kishinev into Palestine. And he is sent from his people there to go see if what was called then Palestine, if that could be the Zion, the home for the people that Joseph Rabinovich has an experience. And Yeshua is actually revealed to him, Jesus, in an open vision on the Mount of Olives. And he goes back to his home country, to his home city, and he has had a John Wesley experience where his heart burned warmly within. And then we move on forward, where then this essay is written, published in 1896 by Theodore Herzl, a Jewish attorney, in which it is an attempt at a modern solution to the Jewish question, takes place in Basel, Switzerland. You know, amazing thing, in 1897 when this comes forth, I ended up 100 years later to the very date in Basel, right at that time where the first World Congress that Theodore Herzl had held there in that same very, very location. And so there was another fisherman that arises in 1897 calling forth for a land to be given for the Jewish people. At Basel, I founded the Jewish state, Theodore Herzl said. And so we have these voices that arose that were enlightened. Some of them were political in nature. Some of them were spiritual in nature. But there was this desire for a homeland for the Jewish people to come forth.
And tell me a bit about Chaim Weizmann, the Jewish chemist.
Yes. Oh, this gets really interesting, because if Britain wins the battle for Palestine, I ask for a national homeland for my people in their ancient land. Chaim Weizmann would later become the first president of the reborn nation of Israel. And this is what he said, that he asked if he wanted in return for his vital service to Great Britain. If Britain wins the battle for Palestine, I ask for a national homeland for my people in their ancient land.
So basically, as I understand it, Jim, the war turned because of Chaim Weizmann's invention of weapons and explosives, and as a result, he bargained. He said, let me have a homeland if you win the battle.
That's absolutely right. This goes into all of this history of General Allenby, of which you know is a very famous person, battled the Turkish troops for control of Palestine. Dr. Weizmann developed and produced 30,000 tons of acetone-free synthetic cordite that was used as an explosive. And so he, in turn, develops this, and he barters, and he makes a deal with Great Britain. He says, I've served you. Now you serve for the birthing of this nation, for my people.
However, more than 70% of the land promised to the Jewish people was actually placed in Arab hands, and the British government really didn't do well by the Jews. The British government imposed severe immigration quotas on the Jewish immigrants who wanted to go to Israel.
Yes, there is a great mixture that occurs in this whole period. And while, you know, Great Britain was being used for the birthing, yet at the same time, this also begins right in this period, kind of the disintegration of the worldwide Great British Empire. Because while they're used in part for blessing, they end up cursing to a degree even what they were used to help birth. And this, again, is one of the very difficult things in world history and in church history. And we do have, though, the Balfour Decree that came forth. And we have General Allenby on December 11th of 1917 took possession of Jerusalem without firing a single shot. And then Britain finally forced Turkey to sign an armistice on October 1918. And so Great Britain was wonderfully used. And then, yet at the same time.
But we're out of time. We'll pick up right here, Mishpucha. But you need the book. You need this history to get the heart, God's heart for the Jew in Israel. Exodus Cry, $14, postage paid. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Throw a trumpet in Zion.
I'm telling you.